From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Angry protesters stormed Iraq's parliament inside the so-called Green Zone on Saturday. The demonstrators were supporters of the mercurial Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. As Edward Uranian reports, a Saturday session of parliament to approve members of a new government had been called off for a lack of a quorum.
Hundreds of mostly young Muqtada al-Sadr supporters chanted and waved Iraqi flags inside parliament after breaking through barriers into the government-controlled Green Zone. The move came after Sadr criticized Iraqi leaders for opposing efforts to impose government reform. The Iraqi government's Baghdad Operations Command declared a state of emergency inside the capital shortly after demonstrators began entering the Green Zone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hours after the protesters stormed the parliament, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations and not to infringe on public property. As night fell, the demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies, including the U.S. embassy. Earlier Saturday, a bombing in a market filled with Shiite civilians in Baghdad killed at least 21 people and wounded 42 others. Islamic State claimed credit for that attack. At least five people were killed Saturday when Syrian government planes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in attacks since April 22nd. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenya's president set fire Saturday to more than 100 tons of ivory seized from poachers in a dramatic gesture aimed at ending the slaughter of elephants and rhinos in his homeland. Uhuru Kenyatta said that poaching is an international crime that has to be fought on a large scale.
The first step must be closer cooperation, especially among the states that hold Africa's remaining elephant herds.
Saturday's fires capped a regional summit of African heads of state and conservationists, with some delegates pushing for a total ban on the ivory trade. Meanwhile, rescue crews in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, are searching for survivors after flooding caused a six-story residential building to collapse, killing at least 12 people and trapping an undetermined number inside. Authorities said Saturday that more than 134 people have been rescued and taken to hospitals to treat their injuries. The Kenyan Red Cross said 150 units in the building and adjacent homes were affected. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of Nairobi that made it difficult for rescue teams trying to reach the scene. Authorities in Italy are still searching for more than 80 migrants still missing after an inflatable boat sank off the coast of Libya. The International Organization for Migration said that as many as 110 people were on board the inflatable boat when it left Libya. Italy's Coast Guard said a cargo ship had rescued 26 migrants from the boat sinking off the coast of Libya between Libya and Lampedusa. The rescued migrants were transferred to an Italian Coast Guard vessel and taken to Lampedusa. The IOM says that 1,244 people have died or gone missing this year in the Mediterranean Sea trying to cross from North Africa or Turkey to Europe. President Obama used his weekly media address to call for the Senate to consider Merrick Garland his nominee for the Supreme Court. Mr. Obama said it's time for the Senate to do its job and consider Judge Garland to replace the late Antonin Scalia.
For over 40 years, there's been an average of 67 days between a nomination and a hearing. This time should be no different. This is not about partisan politics. It's about upholding the institutions that make our democracy work.
Senate Republicans, meanwhile, have vowed not to consider any nominee until after November's election. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.